Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
We got guests. Well, regulars, basically. Tony. Hey. Petey. Petey's a regular.
Hi.
Richard Reese with us.
Good morning.
He's a guest.
A little later on, Colleen and Nick Allen going to stop in. Also, actor Adam Scott is going to phone the program. It's just good vodka. Mm-hmm. And Craig Evans in the house. More Deadpool names from... and Todd's still in Phoenix, by the way. That's why he's not been here since all week, taking care of some family business.
Some of the players that had Gordon Downey, 53-year-old. Some of the 123 players that had him include, but are not limited to, Todd's labia plateau.
Well, what happened, man?
To his labia?
Oh, that's going to be cool. He says he's going to call in again today.
Likely story.
Yeah, he's supposed to call in yesterday. He texted me last night and said, I woke up at 4, so that had been 6 our time. And he goes, I didn't call. And I fell asleep till 8, and you guys were done.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sounds like something I would do.
Todd Fitztyler gets a hit.
Hey. That's not an Irish name at all. That's not an Irish name at all, man.
Tommy Iommi's missing tips gets a hit.
Yeah, lost his fingers.
Yeah. Tranny tongue puncher gets a hit.
Ooh.
As does turd trimester butt abortion. Tyler's crusty Afghan.
Not anymore.
Yeah. He washed it.
Tyler's tranny porn and Uncle No Pockets.
What?
Uncle No Pockets.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That might have been my favorite.
Yeah.
I'll get hits.
I'll give you a dollar, son, but I ain't got no pockets.
Why don't you reach in and fish it out for yourself? Yeah. Yeah, that's where that was going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this ain't a dollar.
My uncle's weird. This ain't a dollar.
Is this a coin purse? You just going to give me the whole purse?
That's your uncle's balls you're talking about there. That is wrong.
It's only 2 quarters
that
in there.
That is wrong.
It's only 2 quarters.
Reach on in there and fish it
out. Yourself.
Coin purse.
It was on this date in 1985. You might remember where you were when the first Blockbuster store opened.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I was there.
History. Mm-hmm. You were there. Your videos were in that back room.
You used to go to the back room and find the porn.
Yeah, back room.
I used to go to the porn room. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
There was a lot of independent stores back in those days, too. A lot of them.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one we went to in my hometown, the independent store. And we'd keep the movies. They would call.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was like me and my roommates would rent movies and never take them back. And they would call and bitch and they'd yell at us. And we'd be drunk. Yeah, we'll get it there tomorrow and not bring it back. And,
you know, we have your name.
Yeah. I know. We don't care.
We have your name.
Yeah, yeah. What, are you going to hurt my credit?
Yeah. I'd never rewind.
It was 4 guys living above a farmhouse.
Man, when I worked at Blockbuster, we had we had so much porn returned by accident,
really?
VHS porn.
Oh, it shoved back in the actual movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, accident?
And when they come to get it, we tell them, oh, we never got that. This was returned empty. Because all the employees would just take them home.
Oh, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, because Blockbuster didn't sell porn.
No.
They didn't rent porn.
No.
But you're right. People mix them up at home, send them in. Yep. Did you find any homemade stuff on VHS?
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
And they don't come asking for that. They're just like, you know.
Did you watch us? Is that under Richard's favorites? On the Blockbuster, it'd be like, that's Jim and Steve from the neighborhood.
Yeah. Jim and Steve.
Oh, yeah, that's the kind of porn I'm watching. Yeah. Jim and Susie is what I usually say. You're right. That's Jim and Susie from the neighborhood. That's one of Richard's favorites. Yeah.
And, yeah, didn't rewind it on purpose, so you know what spot like I left off on.
Yeah, there you go.
That's hilarious. Like, really? Right on a dude's face? Like, that's where you stopped it?
In the face! In the face!
I love that.
Tony, you said that you were not kind and you did not rewind.
No, I never rewinded.
All right.
I got a fee, all kind of fees for that.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. They would ding you. Yeah,
really?
You
for not rewinding?
For not rewinding.
Remember for a while they sold rewinding machines?
Yeah, just a rewinding machine. Oh, yeah. Yep. You put it in there and rewind it, right?
So you could still watch something else by the other.
It was rewinded.
64-minute VHS was rewinded.
Yeah. Take the wear and tear off your VCR that we all use now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I remember having to put six VCRs on top of each other to tape.
It's ridiculous. Isn't that funny how it just went the way of just, you know, just gone.
Yeah.
Just gone.
Today's the day that vampires are walking through Southern California's San Fernando Valley.
And the vampires.
At night, they got
to
work.
To move west down Ventura Boulevard.
They laid to rest Tom Petty last week. I tweeted out he was obviously cremated because it was a little box. It's some sort of temple that actually featured a ceremony for George Harrison in 2001. Hmm. And it said immediate family and immediate friends were only there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that wasn't a big thing.
So today's march, a tribute to Tom Petty.
Yeah, that's cool.
Organizers say that everyone is welcome to participate.
Yeah, just like a vampire, though, right?
Yeah, if you want.
That'd be cool.
I think so.
Was he married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard much from his widow or about her through this.
No, she's hot.
Yeah.
Her more his daughter is what we've heard from.
Yeah, grown daughter's been talking more.
Yeah, I'm looking at a story here.
She tweeted out some, actually, that's where the photos were. She Instagrammed out a bunch of photos from the ceremony, and that's how it became public knowledge last week.
Yeah, they gave out T-shirts at the funeral.
Did they really?
Yeah.
What did they say?
It's a Tom Petty logo. It says Tom Petty, and I don't know what this translates to, but it says nil desperandum. And it's like a baseball style shirt with a black sleeves and a white body of the shirt.
It's the funeral shirt.
The funeral shirt.
Man, that's pretty cool.
They had merch.
They
had merch at the funeral.
It said $30 in the corner, the sticker.
40.
You walk in there, hang on the wall, $30.
This fool's selling merch?
Merch at a funeral would be kind of cool, though.
Oh. Nil desperandum translates
that sounds familiar.
Do not despair.
Got it.
Never despair.
Yeah, it sucks, though.
Yeah, it's
it's one of those things, since you don't know a person personally and you forget that they're dead. I mean, oh, my God, Tom Petty's dead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just weird. Like last year, Prince is dead. Glenn Frey's dead. Bowie's dead. You don't think about it because you don't know these people personally. Maurice White is dead. You just think they're doing something else, and then you'll eventually hear from them again.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
I still think that way with my buddy who's passed. I
there
keep
you go.
Thinking he's just going to call me one of these days.
Yep. Oh, I get that all the time.
I hate that.
With old buddies.
Oh, reports are surfacing that Petty was planning a Wildflowers tour at the time of his death. Rolling Stone says that Petty had recruited Norah Jones for the tour, which was scheduled for this year, but got postponed in favor of the Heartbreakers' 40th anniversary tour.
The Norah Jones T-shirt at the funeral was more expensive because the opening acts have to be more expensive. So they don't sell as many. Like in the corner of the board at a Norah Jones T-shirt.
$38.
$38.
I love that Wildflowers CD, though. That's
a great CD.
Yeah. I wanted to see that tour.
Yeah, he was good. They said he was going to expand it to a 2-disc thing. And
Was there an autopsy? Just old dude, worn out heart, that kind of thing?
I forget. We haven't heard anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it anybody's business?
I mean, is that public knowledge?
No.
Unless they release that.
Yeah, I think they have to release that.
Got it.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, still no cause of death on the death certificate, it says here.
Right.
That was a week ago or so.
Okay.
Yeah, we just haven't heard much about that. At all.
That's that.
Mm-hmm. President Trump says he's not going to work to make health insurance companies richer. He's been sending mixed signals on this bipartisan Senate deal to shore up the health insurance marketplaces.
They got together, Republicans and Democrats got together with a plan to reassure the marketplaces, and he said he's for it. 20 hours later, against it.
Yeah.
Because Bannon got a hold of him. You got to screw the poor over. You got to. That's what we do, man.
It's too easy.
It's too easy.
Yes, and Trump says that, you know, these subsidies for health insurance companies, you know, just props them up, but it's part of the deal.
Yes, to help out poor people, help out not just poor people, people that need insurance. All of our premiums will go up 30% too. Dr. Mina, yeah. Dr. Mina's rap. Argue with her if you want, because she knows what she's talking about.
And yeah, Trump insists that money is lining the pockets of the health insurance companies. Other people say, no, 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 we're just covering the cost that, you know, we're not asking them to shoulder.
That's the equivalent of the checks in the mail.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 Bad dude.
So, Chelsea Handler bringing her Netflix show to an end. They're not going to have new episodes after the end of this year. She says she wants to focus on projects that have significance to her, like electing more women to public office and registering people to vote.
And she's
she wants
rich
to
anyway,
travel the
right.
country, talk to citizens, gain a better understanding of the political divide.
She should do it topless more often.
Yeah,
she sounds like she's going to run for office.
I don't know about that.
She's going to show up with 50 Cent.
Yeah.
We're back.
He broke her heart, man. And something else. Because
he's
sure.
a player.
Yeah, man.
Player. He broke something else, bangs. Too. Yeah. Yeah. We're horrible.
Shredded.
This woman's. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of her comedy, but I think politically wise, she's really kicking ass right now. I like her.
I agree.
And we just go right to the 50 Cent cracking that.
He was at one point.
Yes, he was.
Cracking it
yes,
wide.
He broke her heart and he broke something else.
Plus, right. She has a tendency to whip those bears out quite a bit.
She
so
does.
I'm in favor of that.
I like her boobies.
Too, man. Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, speaking of that, do you have the photo on the social media of the mugshot of the Skinny Dippers? Because that couple
yes.
is
yeah,
they're my
up.
Favorite new couple.
So great.
They're high. They're fun looking. They're just fun. Nah,
you can
crazy.
Hear them talking, even though it's just a picture.
I know.
You're like, dude.
Oh, are they watching us, dude? Yeah, look at that dude. Man, dude. Look at that little boy. Look at that dude.
There's a spider.
She is. It was a wedding. She assumed there's a little boy there too. That's why Tony dropped the little boy card. Hopefully.
I looked at Craig's face like, what are we talking about?
The little boy's at the restaurant. He's eating at the restaurant.
That took a turn.
Yes, it did.
That took a turn. But those are great pictures. The dude looks like he's
a dude.
He looks like a dude. Like
yeah.
Like a surfing.
He's a 29-year-old dude, grateful he's banging a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah. Right. And she looks high as hell.
And she's just happy to be anywhere.
She's happy to be banged.
Oh, to have the Tinder app.
Yep.
Yeah. You know she got the wolf.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's an earthy chick.
She got the wolf, man.
She was pissed off. Tragically, hip guy died. I guarantee that.
Oh, man. There's no doubt.
Oh, no
they
doubt.
They were both sad
oh,
about
oh, they're both
that.
Jam Bumming. Band. Let's get naked and swim in honor of Gord Downey. Check it out. It's on the social media we put out there.
Girl, show me those tragically hips, girl.
Man, you get moving with those jokes.
Yeah, you're right. That's two bad jokes in a row there, Tony.
Man.
That's your quota.
Oh, you guys call it out. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, because it sucked.
Now, usually when that happens to Richard, it's called heckling.
Or my whole set.
And then crowd upon that.
Nick Allen will be here later on.
Speaking of bad jokes.
Oh, I probably should have said it right there, huh? I didn't think about that.
I always run jokes by him, and it always goes dirty immediately. I'm like, what do you think of this? And be like, oh, but what if you put your balls in there somehow?
You're like, I just want to write a joke.
Yeah. Why does that? It's about buying Pringles. But you know, you put your balls in the can. You know?
You're like, dude.
You gotta stop writing jokes when you're high.
We're gonna see there.
How's he gonna write a joke?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's cold.
That's so true.
Or at least run them by
true.
Nick when
put
he's
your
not stoned.
Balls in. I love that.
Just for no reason.
Put your balls in
once
it.
You pop.
Scottish researchers say that they've discovered a protein that can stop viruses from developing. For instance, they found a protein called HeRa that can suppress cancer.
God, that's cool. Mm.
Now, they've discovered a protein that it also combats viruses. This protein can play a fundamental role in fighting both viruses and cancer.
The Scots, good for them.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Everybody's brother. Yeah.
Americans will probably reject it, though.
Oh, yeah, it's because it was made from haggis or something like that. Haggis. They make eight haggis right there, don't they?
Yeah. Right. I've never been.
Haggis fetus.
You've had that before, haven't you?
Haggis?
Yeah. Didn't you tell us that you've had that?
No, Todd's been to London. Oh. He might have wolfed down some haggis.
What is haggis? Like intestines or something? It's like
tight?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's everything cooked in the stomach.
Yeah.
Oh, no, man.
That's nasty.
All the stuff just thrown in.
No. I've had hog maw, which is pig stomach. Not haggis.
Maw. Okay.
It's called hog. Right. Pennsylvania Dutch crap. It's disgusting.
Is it?
My grandmother made it all the time. We're having hog maw this Sunday. Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
No, grandma.
Okay, Petey, here you go.
How about pig's feet?
Yeah. Oh, I've never even chewed on one of those.
You got a sheep's.
Seen them at bars,
though. I've had pig's feet.
Sheep's heart, liver, and lungs, minced with onion, oatmeal, suet, spices, and salt, mixed with stock, and then encased in the stomach and cooked.
Okay, here's the deal, though. On any random day at 8 o'clock in the morning, they bring that in here. We're all eating it. Yeah. So I'm not really going to. Yeah.
Caveman burrito.
Yeah.
Tastes like game.
Yeah.
It just tastes like game.
Oh, yeah.
It's missing something. Right. Yeah. Pepper.
Yeah.
You could throw hot sauce on it. It'd be fine.
Yeah. Throw a bunch of Migos ranch on it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Burger King says it's time to speak up about bullying. Burger King posted a video to the YouTube where customers are given hamburgers that have been mangled by an employee. The customers also see a teen boy being bullied inside the restaurant.
Oh, it's just one of those NBC Dateline things.
Well,
like
similar, yeah.
I hate those shows.
Turns out, according to Burger King, 95% of the customers complained about their burgers.
Hell yeah.
12% said anything about the kid being pushed around.
Well, I paid for the burger.
Yeah.
The kid's paying his price, too.
That's Where's my lettuce?
That is the Dateline.
That's how their burgers come anyway, though. Right.
Burger King issued a statement saying that it wants to make its position on bullying clear. And they are sick of McDonald's.
That's it. Well, speaking of that, I drove past an Arby's yesterday and I had the signs up. The venison sandwich is coming soon. Is that that out?
You know, I'm curious about that.
Yeah, I am too. My wife wasn't. I said, no, I'll eat a deer sandwich.
Yeah. You got to give it a try.
I'll eat
a
deer
some
sandwich
haggis too. No way, man.
When's the venison sandwich out?
It
looks
be
like
soon.
This weekend.
All right.
Tell me about the McRib, Craig.
There you go. That's not a real piece of meat. But people eat it.
Right. It looks like it.
I know. It's stamped like
there's
one.
There's no bones in it, man.
Do you want the meat experience?
Yeah. The venison will be stamped like a deer. It'll just be in the shape of a deer. There you go. That's venison. There you go.
Jeez, lives right
it's
there.
Shaped in a deer.
Looks like a deer. Runs like a deer.
It's a big frozen block up in the back, but we just make that. There's your venison.
Yeah,
we. Why is it shaped like a deer? Well, it's a deer.
It's a deer.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's only one day.
You really?
What?
Arby's.
Good.
The 21st.
Well, we were talking about this.
Because
I was wondering how they could stock restaurants around the country with deer. Because they don't really farm deer here. We shoot them. But Craig had mentioned the deer was a farm in Australia somewhere.
Australia or New Zealand.
Where they actually
something.
Farmed deer there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So they had enough. But I'm thinking you wouldn't have enough deer to keep
it
open.
Just a day.
Yeah,
one day. This is from the Arby's website. Venison sandwich available October 21st only. Quantities are limited.
How much flannel was in that store that day?
Ooh. A lot.
There's a lot of Duluth shirts walking through there. Let's get ourselves some.
Paul Bunyan convention around here?
That's exactly what it's going to look like.
Thick cut venison steak marinated in garlic, salt, and pepper and cooked for 3 hours to juicy perfection, topped with crispy onions and a Cabernet steak sauce.
What day? What day?
Saturday.
All right.
Saturday only.
Good, I might swing by then. I tend to be hungover on Saturday.
And you know what they say, nothing better for a hangover than deer meat.
I don't know.
They say that.
Yeah, they say that. Ages-old cure for a hangover is deer meat.
It's deer meat.
Yeah.
And bong rips.
Yep. I'm going to throw some horsey sauce on that deer meat. Because that's what that is. Throw some horsey sauce on that.
That's a crime against
it's deer
nature.
Meat. I don't say horsey when I'm in the Arby's. I can't say horsey. I'll say, you know, I used to get those, I like the little wraps. You can throw some horseradish on there. Give me some horsey sauce. I go, no, yes, I guess.
Yeah. They're fattening us up so they can make haggis out of us.
See.
Is Earth ready yet? Yep. Ready to eat Earth.
Uranus could be bright enough to see for one night only.
Prove it.
Your rectum.
NASA says that onlookers might be able to catch a glimpse of the blue planet with a naked eye tonight.
I've always looked at Uranus like a beacon of light.
They said naked in there.
The planet will be visible in the southeast sky. Uranus is the seventh planet from the sun, the third largest diameter in the solar system.
Been working on your diameter lately.
They do You screw up Uranus jokes so bad, Petey. You are the worst Uranus joke guy. You are. You're just bad at it. But it's bad funny. You got my anus is your anus. Yeah. I like when you do it because I can see your head spinning. I'm like, here it comes. And I'm not saying I don't like them. I just think they're funny because you always go, in mine.
Top of mind. Always looking out for my ass first.
Yeah, exactly. What about my anus? That is a good joke. They just yell out, what about my anus?
Are you guys talking about butts or planets?
Yeah. Little sports with Uranus coming up.
Yeah, my anus.
Uranus.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.